Griffin. And we'll be hearing from Kenzie in future broadcasts. We'll share a little bit about what she told us, outstanding left fielder for Albion. Let's take a look at the lineups for tonight's game. First of all, Albion tonight, it'll be the defensive lineup. Cassie Smallwood will be at first. Anna Riley's at second. Tegan Bossert's at short. Caitlin Spieler is at third. And it is Kenzie Griffin in left field. Sydney Weldon in center. Mary Shepherd gets the start tonight for Albion right field. Behind the plate, Emma Denis and Leah Van Polen will do the pitching for the Lady Deeds tonight. Let's take a look at the Oskaloosa lineup. And, of course, they'll be coming to the plate first, Bill. Sean Wills will lead it off. She is their catcher. Kelsey Tomlin will be the center fielder, batting second. Callie Arnold will bat third for them. She's the left fielder. Peyton Zickafoos will play third base and hit cleanup. Kylie Hill will bat fifth and play second base. Kylie Silliman will be the pitcher tonight for the Indians. She is batting sixth. Aubrey Miller, the designated player, will bat seventh. Libby Van Mersbergen will bat eighth. She's the right fielder. Kaylin Risher, the shortstop, batting ninth. And Bethany Rowley will be the first baseman. Oskaloosa coming in number nine in the state, coached by a longtime friend of mine, who I taught with for many years, Jay Harms. And Jay has been there for, golly, I think he's been in coaching for over 30 years. He's won well over 500 games. He's got a very, very good ball club right now. And they send to the plate here as we get started. The leadoff hitter for Oskaloosa, Sean Wills, the catcher, left-handed batter, and she hits a little number, and it's going to roll foul. We're underway, Bill. Perfect night for softball. I'm looking forward to it. As Wills, the catcher, fouls that one off from Leah Van Polen. Albia fresh off the big win off Eddyville-Blakesburg last night in Eddyville, 4-2. And in that game, Sydney Weldon hit a home run, and Leah Van Polen hit a three-run shot. So Albia's ready for this one. There's a ground ball back to Van Polen. She's got it. Quick throw over to first baseman, and that's Cassie Smallwood, one away. Kelsey Tomlin, the center fielder, comes to the plate for Oskaloosa. This is a good one, Bill, tonight. Should be. Albia's ready to try to pull another upset. They defeated Eddyville last night, ranked 15th. Here's the pitch. And it's a ball.
What's wrong with that?
And we saw that. She just tried to kind of slap the ball and get her way on. Oskaloosa coming in 14-2 on the season. Here's the pitch from Van Polen, and she takes that for ball two. 14-2 on the year. And this is a good hitting Oskaloosa team. I know Jay spends a lot of time on hitting. They're hitting .343 as a team. The pitch to the left-handed batter, and she takes it for a strike. One strike. Tomlin, the batter, number two hitter for them, hitting at .260, and that's foul strike two. Tomlin's a junior, .260 batter. Oskaloosa has several seniors, but they're still a relatively young team, too. A lot of freshmen, a lot of juniors, even an eighth grader in there, Aubrey Miller. There's a ground ball to the second baseman, Anna Riley quickly to first. In time, nice play by Riley. The Oskaloosa fans didn't like that. I think it was a good call at first, two away. Bang, bang, play. Good play by Anna Riley. And you can see there Oskaloosa's got some speed in that starting lineup. Number three hitter coming up, Callie Arnold. Junior. Leading hitter on the Indians, hitting .490 on the season. Right-handed batter, ground ball, foul, just down outside the third baseline. Spieler came up with it, but it's a foul ball, strike one. The Albia boys, big doubleheader win over Davis County last night. You heard that, and the Albia Lady D's with the big win at Eddyville-Blakesburg. Here's the pitch, and that one's fouled off to a right strike, too. Boys are off tonight. They'll be playing again against Clark of Osceola here at the Sports Complex Thursday before going to the Saydell tourney over the weekend. No balls, two strikes. The pitch from Van Polen, just getting a piece of it, is Arnold. The Lady D's have this game tonight. They'll travel to Southeast Warren tomorrow night, and then they'll go to Centerville Thursday night in a Key South Central Conference matchup. Here's the pitch by Van Polen, a little number. It's going to be a tough play. Leah's up with it, throws in time. Nice fielding by Van Polen that time for out number three. Three up, three down for the number nine ranked Oskaloosa Indians. Nothing across. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number one. It's Oskaloosa nothing, and Albia coming to bat. We'll be right back. We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex, bottom of the first. Oskaloosa went down 1-2-3 in the first, and the Lady D's come to bat. Albia 8-11 on the year, but 3-3 in the South Central. Sydney Weldon. Bill Saylor. Sydney Weldon. Hit a home run last night, Bill.
Good. Center fielder.
Left-handed batter. Little number. Just foul down the first baseline. And she is having a terrific year, the junior, for the Lady D's. The leading hitter on the team. Hitting at 5.08. Only a junior. Four homers and 15 RBI. Doing the pitching, Silliman for Oskaloosa tonight. Her pitch, that's fouled off to the left side, strike two. Kylie Silliman, just a freshman for Oskaloosa. She's pitched in five games. She's 5-0, won each one. 33 in the third innings, 1.68 ERA. Struck out 21 in 33 innings. More importantly, only three walks. Has good control. There's a little looper, and it's caught. Nice play by the third baseman. Just in foul territory, Ziegefuss. One away. Settlements yielding a .243 batting average to her opponents, but just a freshman for Oskaloosa. Their leading pitcher is Alexis Grote at 8-1. Foul ball, the batter up there right now, Kenzie Griffin, left fielder. We talked to Kenzie before the game and wanted to share some of that with you. But the game started a little sooner than we thought. They really tightened it up because of the length of that JV game. We'll be talking to Kenzie at another time. We've got a lot of softball and baseball action yet to bring you this season. That's low for a ball, 1-1. Kenzie's parents, Tammy and Brian Griffin, they're very proud of her. She said she can always hear her mom at the ballpark. Her dad talks more when they get home about how she plays. Here's the pitch. That's a little foul ball for a strike. 1-2. She's also a fine young basketball player. Takes a lot of time to shoot during the summer, even though she's very devoted to this game of softball. Here's the pitch from Silliman. She checks into her catcher, Sherry Wills, and it's just outside and low, 2-2. Kenzie Griffin, right-handed batter, left fielder. She awaits the 2-2 pitch from Kylie Silliman for the Indians. There's a ground ball hit to the shortstop. Richer's up with it. Long throw, and she throws it just beyond the first baseman, but I think the first baseman could have made that play. I'll be interested to see how that scored. But ending up down at second base is Griffin.
I'm going to call it an error on the throw.
Error on the shortstop, E6. Error charged to Richer that time. First baseman had both hands up there to try to make the play. Probably needed to stick one up and stretch more.
I think that sun's in her eyes a little bit.
That could be. So Albia now with the first scoring threat here, and that's ball one to Leah Van Polen, the pitcher for Albia. Leah with a big three-run homer at Eddyville last night, which proved to be the game winner. Playing some very good softball, not only as a pitcher, but hitting better of late. Here's the pitch, and the dirt, that gets away, and going down to third base, hustling, is Griffin.
Wow,
she's there with one out, and that's a wild pitch. And now Van Polen, who is the third leading hitter on the Albia team, hitting at .264, she's driven in 10 with one home run. She's got a chance to put Albia on top here. Here's the pitch from Silliman. Ground ball back to pitcher. That will hold the runner. A quick throw to first. In time for the out. There's two away. Well, that's what Silliman and Coach Jay Harms wanted there. Something like that to hold the runner, and indeed that happened. And there's two away, and it's all going to be on Rochelle Hyman, which is not bad because we have seen her really hitting the ball and hitting it with some authority of late, Bill.
Two home runs last game. And a grand slam before that.
Designated player at the pitch. Ground ball to the second baseman. She bobbles it momentarily, picks it up over to first in time. And so Rochelle grounds out 4-3 for the putout. Albia strands a runner at third. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. We played one, Bill, and the score?
Nothing to nothing.
We'll be right back.
No score. Zero.
We're back here at the Albion Sports Complex. Softball action tonight, non-conference. Number 9, Oskaloosa, against the Albion Lady D's. Lady D's had a tough weekend, losing to New London 5-1 and West Liberty 13-4, but the big win over 15th-ranked Eddyville last night, 4-2. They'll try to duplicate that tonight. Peyton Zigafoos, third baseman, is the batter. Number 25, Oskaloosa, in the white uniform with some black and maroon piping. Maroon socks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good change up by Van Polen that time. 1-1. Lady D's 8-11 on the year, but 3-3 in the conference, just trailing Eddyville, which is 3-2. So that was a big win for them last night for the Lady D's. There's a foul ball. Hit off to the left. Strike two. Zigafoos, Hill, and Silliman will come to the plate this inning for Oskaloosa. Leah Van Polen looks into Emma Deneen. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside for a ball. 2-2. Taking a look at the rankings in the state right now, Tumwa, despite those two losses to their conference rival Indianola, still number one in Class 5A at 14-2. Here's the pitch. That's foul. That, by the way, is what the Indians' record is here. Class 4A winners at the top area team, ranked second. Dallas Center Grimes is the number one team at the state in the state. Indianola, which defeated Atumwa, ranked sixth. Here's a pitch from Leah. Outside, the count now is full, 3-2. And Oskaloosa, as I said, number 9 in Class 4A. Fairfield, number 15. And we saw them the other night, and they're very talented ball club. Ground ball, off-spieler's glove. Tegan Bossert comes up with it. No play, and that's going to be an error on the third baseman, Spielman. Zigafoos on at first for the Indians, and that brings to the plate the second baseman, Kylie Hill, for Oskaloosa. Kylie Hill, a senior, one of the few on this Oskaloosa team. She is hitting a hefty .489 with an impressive .766 slugging percentage. One home run, 14 RBI on the year. The pitch to her. Takes it high for a ball, 1-1. Runner at first, nobody out for the Indians. Van Polen goes to work. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball, and she got Hill to chase that time, Bill. She's quickly ahead in the count, 1-2. With a hitter with that average, you want him to chase, don't you?
A lot of swing.
Foul back. No play. Will remain 1-2. Class 3A in the state rankings. West Burlington Notre Dame is the number one team in the state at 15-1. No area teams are ranked. Clark was in the rankings. They played three 4A schools and lost those. Much bigger school. They dropped out of the rankings from our area. That's high for ball, 2-2. And in Class 2A, Trainer, the number one team in the state. And Eddyville Blakesburg, which Albie defeated last night, ranked 15th. Here's the pitch. Strike three. Good change by Van Polen, and Hill down on strikes. Strikeout number one, and that brings Silliman, the pitcher, the freshman, to the plate for Oskaloosa. Right-handed batter. No threat to steal is Zigafoos at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. I see a philosophy showing up here right away. She's using more of a changeup than we've seen her use all season, trying to keep these fastball-hitting Indians off their game a little bit. There's a face hit, though, into right center. Nice play by Mary Shepherd, getting over there quickly and getting it in. She got a start tonight. She's got good speed. She fielded that ball nicely, quickly gets it in. Silliman with a base hit. So, Bill, they have runners at first and second, one out. And the designated player, Aubrey Miller, comes to the plate. And Miller is hitting .395 for the Indians. She's driven in 11 on the season. Aubrey Miller.
Now batting the designated player, number 7, Aubrey Miller.
And she is only an 8th grader. And Jay is starting several 8th graders. So, good scoring threat here for the Indians with one out. Here's the pitch from Van Polen. Ground ball to third baseman. Spieler touches the bag, started first, and that's a double play. Great heads-up play by Caitlin Spieler. Getting the force out at third, throwing over to first to double up Miller. big, big play and a heads-up play by Spieler that time, Bill, to get the double zip and retire the side. No runs. One hit, one error, and one runner left on base. That's a fielder's choice.
The double play. No fielder's choice.
Well, Silliman would have been left off, but Miller hit into the double play. So we played an inning and a half.
Yeah.
That was a great play by Spieler, Bill.
Very nice, Dick. Best play at third base we've seen all year.
We go to the bottom half of inning number two. It's Oskaloosa nothing and Albia nothing. We'll be right back. We're in the bottom of the second here at Albia. No score between ninth-ranked Oskaloosa and the Albia Lady D's. Emma Dineen, sophomore catcher, leads it off for the Lady D's, hitting at 229. Right-handed batter chokes up on the bat and takes the first strike, 1-1. Kylie Silliman doing the pitching for Oskaloosa tonight. We were looking at the rankings a moment ago. We left off Class A because we had to go to a commercial break. We'll take a look at that in a minute. Here's the pitch from Silliman. Popped up, second baseman should make the play for Oskaloosa. She does. Kylie Hill puts it away, one away. In Class 1A in the rankings, Don Bosco leads the state. They're 11-2, but Martinsdale-St. Mary is not that far away from us. Is number two. Wayne of Corda, ranked ninth, and Sigourney 14th. Brings you up to date on the state, the latest state softball rankings. Here's the pitch. Anna Riley let off, Bill. That was Riley that made the out. This is Emma Dineen. Emma's hitting 229. Shot base hit to left. Emma coming up with a big base hit through the left fielder, and Dineen with good speed goes to second. It was Anna Riley who made that first put out, popping out to second baseman. Dineen's in second. Big base hit there.
I
just had to look across there, and I didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm okay.
You're good.
We got a hit.
Well, that's what we need, first hit of the ball game for the Lady D's. Emma continues to impress as a sophomore catcher, both offensively and defensively. Don't let that batting average deceive you. She's hit the ball well, and she did that time. There's a little ground ball, just foul, off the bat of Bossert, the shortstop. Tegan Bossert, another Albia sophomore, hitting at 227. But a lot of experience gained by these young sophomores for the Lady D's this year. Silliman goes to work. The pitch on the way. That's outside low. Ball one, 1-1. Albia, of course, blue baseball, still call it baseball, softball pants, white socks. White sleeveless tops, blue numerals with some red trim. Here's the pitch from Silliman. It's a good cut that time by Bosser. Didn't get it. For strike two, 1-2, one out. Emma Dineen down at second base for the Lady D's. Third baseman Ziegefuss in on the corner, and the first baseman rallying too. There's a ground ball to second baseman Hill. And she balls it, and Dineen takes the turn, but Mitch Chance, the Albia coach, brings her back. She had a notion to try to score there, and she would not probably have made it.
No, she would not.
That's an error on Hill. And that allows the base runner, Bossert, to reach first. So now Albiaville has a threat here going. Runners on the corners, only one out. And here's Caitlin Spieler, who started the great double play to end the top of the second. Jenny Dorfinghaus doing a little repair work. She's the Albia assistant coach down there at the first base bag. We remember the old days. Before any of these, you had to tie them in. Remember that? and spike him in? Oh, my goodness. And they buckled him? Linda Hoskins, the administrator on duty here, Albee High School principal up here tonight, Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes. And, you know, when we're talking about those kind of bases, they think we're all probably 100 years old. When in truth, I know all of you are, but I'm only 39. That's as bad as some of the stories I was telling before the game, isn't it? We were talking about baseball movies again. Trotters on the corners.
Caitlin Spieler at third base. Now batting.
Caitlin transferred into the Albee School District. She's gotten a starting nod at third. Having a tough year at the plate, 161, but she could erase some of that now with a base hit. She's choking up on the bat, fouls it straight back just over my head. Strike one. Well, obviously, in this kind of scenario, you have to look for a possible squeeze with good speed at third from Deneen. One strike. Here's the pitch from Silliman for Oskaloosa. A little ground ball just foul. And running on that play that time was Bossert. So we'll do it again. 0-2 the count now. One thing you want to do if you're Spieler here is certainly put the ball in play. And I think Bossert will be running here, don't you, Bill?
She should.
She is. There's the pitch. It's low for a ball. And into second base, moving into scoring position is Bossert. It's interesting, too, and we'll pick up on something I noticed here a moment ago. Here's the 1-2 pitch with one out from Silliman. High for ball. Good eye that time, 2-2. Oskaloosa, Sherry Wills is their catcher for them, and she is a left-handed thrower behind the plate. You don't see that too much. There's a ground ball, base hit into center field. That'll score, too. It's going to roll into the fence. And Albee jumps on top, 2-0, and racing into third with some great speed that time. Excellent hustle, Spieler, and she really picked them up and laid them down on that one.
And a real lot of triple.
A triple for Spieler, driving in two, and the Lady D's jump on top of Oskaloosa, 2-0 here. And she was on her horse that time. And we talked about that batting average. She's had a tough year at the plate, but when you do that, it's all forgotten. Big base hit that time, putting the Lady D's on top here, 2-0. And there's a squeeze attempt, and it's a foul strike. Mary Shepherd, right fielder, getting the start tonight for the Lady D's. Mary's just an eighth grader. And, you know, when she bunts, she has such great speed. She is a real threat to beat that out. And that looked like more of a safety squeeze that time, Bill, because the runner at third, of course, was kind of waiting, wasn't she?
Wait till I see it.
Here's the pitch. Choking way up, taking that one. It was high, 1-1. That sun is a problem. You can really tell that, can't you? They're looking down there. It's in your eyes, by the way, and Randall's as well.
Problem for me.
Here's the 1-1 pitch from Silliman. There's a base hit into center field by the eighth grader Shepherd, and Albee now leads it 3-0 as she drives in. Spieler, and Albee has some hitting shoes on tonight. That's the third hit of the inning, and it brings to the plate the leadoff hitter, Sydney Weldon, who popped out to the third baseman, and Albee's leading hitter on the season. And Shepherd, a big threat to run at first. She doesn't go, and it's low for a ball. Jenny Dorfinghouse talking to Shepherd down at first base, the first base coach. She's definitely a threat here to run, I think. Here's the pitch, and scoring the punt is Weldon. It's foul for a strike. 1-1. You know, we mentioned here, and we're talking up here in the booth, they have a left-handed catcher, which I'm not taking anything away. You don't see it that much, but I think she can run on her. Here's the pitch. It's a pitch out. They were looking for the stolen base attempt there. Shepherd not going. It's 2-1. I hope they let Coach Chance let Sydney hit away here with your leading hitter and good speed at first. Here's the pitch on the way. She is hitting away and takes it for a strike. 2-2. So she shows a little delivery there, a little bit of a rise ball. Jay Harms typically, I mean, worked with him for years. His pitchers usually throw multiple pitches, certainly the rise, the drop, There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Hills up with it over to first in time. Two away, but moving to second base that time is Shepherd. So she's in scoring position, and that brings up Kenzie Griffin, the left fielder, who reached on an error in her first plate appearance. Kenzie Griffin. One thing you and I've noticed, Bill, since the first of the season when we covered the Centerville game, the Albee girls playing with a lot more confidence than they did earlier in the year. You just see it. That's low for a ball. I mean, noticeable, isn't it?
They're alert. Where they earlier in the season, they just waited to see what happened. Now they want something to happen.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a little off that. Griffin out ahead. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. That's a big run at second against a team like Oskaloosa. You want to get every run you can early. That's high for a ball. Fastball that time. 2-1. Oskaloosa always has a large stable of pitchers. They start working as soon as they can in the spring at about 6 in the morning. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good cut that time. Yes. Silliman throws it right past Kenzie. On deck, Van Polen. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Just missed. Ball three and the count now full. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the second. Lady D's leading it 2-0. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight. Not too bad. A lot of people out beyond the fence in center field in their lawn chairs under the tree. Here's the pitch. Ball four, base on ball. Good eye that time by Griffin. She's at first on the walk, and that brings to the plate
Leah Van Polen.
Left-handed batter,
ground ball to the pitcher last time.
Choking up, there's a chopper hit to the shortstop. Risher has it, over to first in time for out number three, but a good inning that time for the Lady D's. And looking over, Jay Harms a little disgusted with his club over there on the right. But the Lady D's doing pretty good about it, Bill.
Three runs on three hits. Two left on.
And a costly error there for the Indians. But Albee leads it now after two innings, 3-0. We'll be right back. Now, we're back here to action at the Albee Sports Complex. Albee against number 9 Oskaloosa. Softball action. Albee leads us 3-0 as we go to the third. And Van Mersbergen, Libby Van Mersbergen, the right fielder, leads it off for the Indians. The pitch from Van Polen, just missed for a ball.
1-1.
Van Mersbergen, the right fielder, tall, lanky, right-handed batter, pops it up. Anna Riley will put that one away. She's always sure-handed. Does a nice job that time for the put-out as Van Mersbergen is retired. Kaylin Risher, the shortstop, comes to the plate for the Indians. And she fouls it off strike one. Kind of locked her feet in there. Didn't get a good cut at all that time. Risher hitting at 195 for Oskaloosa. She's a junior. The umpire's Rich Chaponis is on the bases. Mike Gill behind the plate tonight, and Randy knows them. They are from Seymour. And I said in a bad pun earlier, that's what you always want here on umpires. You want them to see more. There's a little looper and Caitlin Spieler.
Wake up down there. Oh, nice catch.
It was on her. The soft liner for out number two. Two up, two down, and we're to the number nine hitter, and it's going to be Rowley, Bill, the first baseman. It's going to be Wills.
Yeah.
Wills. Sean Wills.
Rowley's
playing, but not hitting.
Yeah.
Ground ball, second base. Nice play by Anna Rowley. Over to first. Anna going well into the hole that time to make the putout 4-3 for out number three. Three up, three down, nothing across. We go to the bottom of the third. Lady D's lead at 3-2. You know, one of our favorite places to eat, and we, in fact, eat at the ballpark with this, is the Albia Brewing Company at 11 Benton Avenue East in Albia. They have a complete menu, and Bill, you and I can attest to their great pizzas out here, can't we?
I will agree to that.
But they have a full line of food, specialty pizzas like their Brewhouse Special, Chicken Alfredo, Chicken Pesto, Meat Lovers Special, and on it goes. Their salads, scrumptious, chicken pasta salad, classic Caesar, and all sorts of things. Their appetizer list, I wish we had them right now. Cheesy sausage bites, chicken wings, fish and chips. And, of course, how about those great sandwiches, including Brian, the owner's 50-50 burger, a unique blend of 50% prime beef and 50% bacon, grilled to perfection, and topped with pepper jack cheese, avocado mash, and sunny side up egg with chipotle, adobo, mayonnaise, lettuce, and tomato. Try to say that fast three times. And, of course, their great brew house burgers. You don't want to miss the great kids menu they have as well. It's the Albia Brewing Company, one of the sponsors of our broadcast this season for Albia Softball and Baseball. They're at 11 Baton Avenue East in Albia, and Bill and I can attest they have great food because we've enjoyed it here at the ballpark.
We're on the north side of the square.
The north side of the square. Can't miss it. Ryan Lindbergh and his lovely wife, the owners and operators. Well, here's one of your favorite hitters, Rochelle Hindman, leading it off for Albia, Bill, in the bottom of the third. Albia leading it 3-0. Albia designated player.
We need a home run.
And she has the power, as we've seen, to do so. Strong right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch from Silliman. Tie for a ball, 2-0. Albia had a big inning to take the lead last inning with three big base hits. Here's the pitch now from Silliman on the way. Slow for a ball. Ball three. 3-0. Rochelle popped out to the second baseman in her first plate appearance.
Do you think that pitcher knows how dangerous this batter is?
Oh, I'm sure she probably does. She takes a strike there.
3-0, she would take that, and the pitcher knew that too, probably.
3-1. The sun's still in you. Both have a little sun in your eyes, though. She fouled straight back the screen, kind of off to the right, strike two. Good crowd here tonight. And if you're an Albia patron, you're happy with the score. Full count, 3-2. We mentioned Silliman for Oskaloosa. One of their stable of young pitchers that's fouled off to the right. She's only a freshman. Tomorrow night, Bill, we're going to be in Bussey. Have a little change of hats for us. We'll tell you about that. It's going to be a baseball game and a big one.
We've been there before.
Here's the pitch. There is a one hopper to the third baseman. Over to first. Zigafoos makes the play. Over to Rowley, one away. And here's Anna Rowley, who popped out to the second baseman before. Anna, senior, one of the few on the Albia squad. We're going to be in Bussey, Iowa tomorrow. Twin Cedars ranked number 3 in 1A in their class, boys baseball, especially after their big win over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Number 3 team in the state, 12-1. Foul ball by Rowley, strike one. 12-1 now. The only team they lost to, Bill, was
Albia.
4-0 in their conference. They're playing, by the way, Mormon Trail tonight. But Twin Cedars will entertain the first-place team in the South Central, Eddieville Blakesburg. We'll be there tomorrow night on the air around 7 o'clock. That could vary a little bit, of course. Big, big matchup in the South Central part of the state. The Rockets and the Sabres. Tomorrow night, we'll be there from Bussey between the number 3 Sabres, Twin Cedars, and the South Central Conference. Powerhouse Eddieville Blakesburg. Foul back by Anna, strike two. And then next week, big, big week, lots of action next week as we move ever closer in the next couple of weeks to tournament time. One ball, two strikes. Shani Dorfinghaus yelling in encouragement to Riley, swing and a miss. Anna down on strikes, two away. Silverman gets the K. There's two away, and that is her first strikeout.
And what did he tell him to bat? Catcher.
And Emma, of course, with that big base hit last inning. Triple. Here's the pitch. Takes the first strike. Or rather, a double,
well,
I believe she had.
No, she had a single, and an error was on
that's
the left
right.
fielder, yep. allowing her to go into second base.
You ever notice everybody who scores has an innovative way to do? Everybody has their own style. It's like writing a book. You've kept scorebooks how many years?
I kept my own scorebook when I coached. I coached at third base and had a little clipboard with, that I could keep everything.
So probably, what, 30 years? You coached here 29, Bill.
No, just 20.
20? Started the Albie baseball program.
Maybe it seemed like 29.
Swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2 to Deneen. Was a lot of fun, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It's great to make a living doing what's fun to do.
It's what I did before I coached. I did baseball.
You played a lot of baseball.
I played baseball.
And it's got to be, we're going to be talking to your son next with Scott, who's with the Ike Cubs. It's got to be fun to see, you know, Scott continue on with baseball. Wide shot in the left on one hop, base hit for Deneen. She is really hitting the ball hard tonight. And she's on there, and getting it in is Arnold, the left fielder. But Emma's now at first base, two away, and gives Bossert a chance. And we're going to get a courtesy runner, number 23 going out there for the Lady D's.
Courtesy running for,
running
catcher,
for Deneen, Hannah Romanko. We'll do the running. It's two out. Mitch Chance giving the signs to Bossert. Hannah Romanko. Hannah's just a freshman. Gives them a little more speed, and I think Denise got good speed, but they typically like to run for the catcher. Bossert really choking up on the bat. Right-handed batter faking to go Romanko. She's not going. I would love to see them in a situation here in the early going test. Sherry Wills behind the plate as far as her arm, Bill. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball that time from Silliman. And she's quickly ahead now. A Bossert 0-2. Good cut that time by Fagan. No balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the third, Lady D's leading Oskaloosa 3-0. Here's the pitch. They set up on the outside part of the plate by Wills. Not going for it. Is Bossert, it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Working quickly now. The freshman, here's her pitch. That's popped up, jammed her that time. Third baseman Zegafoos makes the play, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We played three. This one's moving right along. Albie Lady D is 3. Oskaloosa Indians, nothing. We'll be right back. Back here at the Albie Sports Complex, softball action tonight. Bill Saylor, Rich Grimes, and Albie leads at 3-0 over ninth-ranked Oskaloosa. And leading it off for the Indians is who, William?
Batter is Chelsea Tomlin, the center fielder.
She's 0-1. Here's the pitch from Van Polen. and it's a ball. She's the girl, of course, we saw trying to kind of slap hit there, kind of punching it. We saw that a lot from Centerville. The Albion Lady D's will go to Centerville Thursday, and you can bet they'll see a lot of that again. And she takes that for a ball 2-0. You know, we mentioned we'll be in Bussy tomorrow night. And she punches that foul down the first baseline for a strike. Anna Helenga, old friend of mine, coaching at first base for the Indians. Jay Harms is at third. Two balls, one strike. Albia jumped off to a 3-0 lead with three in the second. That's where we're at now. There was a chopper. The first through the legs of Smallwood. That was an easy play. It came up, went right through her legs. You've got to make that play or at least knock it down. Two base error. That, for all of you who remember baseball, is a Bill Buckner there.
Yes, it was.
Great Chicago Cubs first baseman who, of course, then played for the Boston Red Sox and had an infamous error. Remember that? That was tough. And Cassie wishes she had that play to make again. So runner at second. That's high for a ball, and that's where you get in trouble. Callie Arnold, the left fielder, the batter, she is 0-for-1, grounded back to Van Polen in her first plate appearance. She has some pop in her bat. Van Polen goes to work, ground ball. This is by Bossert. Up with the play, long throw, nice play by Tagan. The runner, Tomlin, goes to third, one away. And here's Ziegefuss, their third baseman. And we said Ziegefuss came into this game hitting at 377, and she has some power, 566 slugging percentage, and she's hit two home runs on the season. In at third now is Spieler. Here's the pitch. There's that change, strike one. And this is where she gave her trouble earlier. We really see Van Polen not throwing quite as many fastballs tonight. She's trying to keep them off stride, and she's doing it so far, Bill. And there's strike two on the outside corner. Good fastball that time, and she has Ziegefuss in the hole, 0-2, and a strikeout, but that runner at third would be very, very big right now. Here's the pitch on the way, and there's a little chopper. That'll score a run. Riley will get the put out at first in time, two away. Too slowly hit to have a play at home. Anna takes the put out, and that's an unearned run coming in on the two-base error as Tomlin scores, and boy, you hate to give those away against a rated team like Oskeyville.
It was certainly a giveaway.
Kylie Hill, a second baseman, fanned in her first plate appearance, is up there right now, and she takes low in the dirt, ball one. Teams like Oskaloosa, those ranked teams, are still opportunistic, and when you give them a chance, they're going to cash in most of the time, and they did right there. Two out here. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Good fastball, jammed her inside, strike one, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Lady D's will go to Southeast Warren tomorrow and then Centerville on Thursday. Here's the pitch. There's a little nubber down the third baseline. Spieler will have to hurry. She does. Nice stretch by Smallwood. And a great play for out number three. But one run for the Indians on no hits, one costly error. Nobody left. We go to the bottom of inning number four. Lady D's leading the ninth-ranked Indians by a score of 3-1. We'll be right back. Yeah. We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia leads it 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes. Randy Stafford's over here on the PA. Enjoy always working with him, Bill and I do. We've had a lot of fun up here tonight. Right now, the Lady D's still have some work to do, but they're having fun. They're up 3-1. Kylie Silliman doing the pitching for the Indians tonight. Only a freshman. Here's the pitch. There is a foul ball. It's going to go out of play over on our left.
Caitlin.
Strike one. Caitlin Spieler. Had a big, big base hit. The triple.
Hit a triple into left center field.
Drove in two, and she's made an outstanding defensive play to get a double play started.
Yeah.
She'd like to get on here and get something going again.
As of now, she's our number one player.
Let's hope that or someone else steps up. Swing and miss. Good cut, Meyer. Strike two. Albia boys are not in action until they entertain Clark Thursday, and then they go to the Sadale tourney over the weekend. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Caitlin Spieler. It's on the way. Swing and miss. Strike three. One down. That brings Mary Shepherd to the plate. Right fielder. Had a base hit. First plate appearance. Has outstanding speed.
Batted in Spieler.
And a base hit, an RBI. Cassie Smallwood is being hit for tonight. She is playing first base, but won't bat the batting order at this point. There's a chopper, back to Silliman. Quickly over to first, two down. Two up, two down, and that brings Sydney Weldon to the plate. Well, this would be a good place for another home run. She had one last night. And with nobody on, two out, it'd be a nice spot for home run number five, Bill, right here. She hasn't really hit the ball hard yet tonight. She's 0 for 2. Left-handed batter. Silliman goes to work. The pitch on the way. There is a
shot. Base hit.
Just into the grass. Just spinner in left field. And going into second base, and they call her out there. Sydney Weldon. And the Albia crowd not happy, and the Oskaloosa crowd has a looping fly ball just dropped into the grass on the left field side. She was thinking two all the way, but the left fielder quickly got it in. Great play that time, really recovering Callie Arnold, and they threw her out at second base for the third out of the inning. Well, you have to be aggressive, and sometimes you lose runners, and sometimes you don't. You know, we were talking, I always seem to work in something about St. Louis Cardinals. Best record in baseball, but you know they've lost more runners on the bases than any other team in baseball. And they asked Mike Matheny that, and he said, we want to be aggressive. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That time for the ladies.
It was worth a try. There's two out. Yeah. She could have been called safe.
Yes, and in fact, it's interesting as we're keeping it here during this time, that I thought she was in there, but it was a close bang-bang play, a tough call. But the umpire had a great view. He was right on top of it. We're heading to the fifth. This game has moved very rapidly. Albia leads it 3-1 as we go to the fifth. And both pitchers are getting some pretty good defense behind them here. We're not seeing a lot of strikeouts. Both pitchers only have, in fact, Silliman for them only has two. Leah only has one. But they're getting some good defense behind them, and that's what we've been seeing Albia do better of late, giving her some good defensive support. It makes a big difference. And, of course, the double play that Spieler turned earlier certainly saved a run and maybe even the inning. We head to the fifth. I want to remind you, this weekend, the big Rodders and Choppers car show on the Albia Square. You don't want to miss that. They'll have about 130 cars in the second annual Bob Reed Tractor Show. Big, big day Saturday on the Albia Square. Get up and take a look at all that. And they've got some great vendors and food. It's a lot of fun. Wayne Reff does a great job with that. That is Saturday. There's a little number just in front of the plate. They're going to have to hurry. Van Polen up with it. Throws. And that gets by the first baseman, Smallwood, and racing into second. Goes
Silliman,
and she's there, and that error will be charged by the official score to, that's a tough one, Van Polen.
Pitcher threw the ball.
Threw it kind of low, and it went by Smallwood. I suppose that's going to be an E1.
Error.
It is indeed. Leah had to hurry that time, and I think she would have had her bill, but she threw the ball down around the feet of Smallwood. It would have taken a great play by Cassie to dig that out. So now, Albia with a second error, and this could prove costly as well. Oskaloosa's only run has come on an error tonight, and now they have the leadoff runner on with another error. We talked about them being very opportunistic. They've got a chance now with Aubrey Miller, the eighth grader, the designated player up there, right-handed batter, strike one to her. And there's foul ball, strike two to Miller.
The ball that Silliman hit was very hard to handle, but the pitcher and catcher both almost tried to pick it up at the same time.
And it was just a slow roller. It was going to be a tough play at any rate. That's low in the dirt for a ball. 1-2. Nice stop by Emmett Dineen that time. Aubrey Miller hitting 395 and only a freshman. for Oskaloosa. Here's the pitch. A little change in the dirt. Gets through Dineen this time and moving up. Well pitch. To third base goes Silliman, but that's a wild pitch. And now the count 2-2. Need a strikeout or a pop-up. The pitch from Van Polen. There's strike three. Where's one? Miller, one of their top hitters, down on strikes, and that brings to the plate Libby Van Mersbergen.
Libby Mersbergen.
What'd she do her first time up there, Bill?
She hit a little fly ball to the second baseman.
That would work this time, too.
It would be a very fortunate thing to happen.
We're going to get a pinch hitter for Oskaloosa. It looks like number 21. Who do we have coming in here? Let me take a look, Randy. Oh, Alexis Root, I believe, is who's coming up here to bat, pinch hitting for Oskaloosa. Alexis Root, she's an eighth grader, 182 hitter. She's going to be hitting here for them. G-R-O-E-T.
What?
I believe it's pronounced Groot, G-R-O-E-T. Could be Groat.
Alexis Groot.
Could be Groat. She hits a fly ball out into center field. Weldon's got it. She's got a great arm. Here it comes. They've got a play, but no. Dineen comes out front. I don't believe that they had her anyway. That throw was just too high. She had to drive that one through. And that's a sacrifice fly. Well, I have two of those. She had a sack fly there, and that drives in a run. It's 3-2.
They've got more than one Alexis. So when you hit Alexis, I looked up. All I had was Groot.
I would appeal that play at third base. I think
let me look at it.
Runner left too soon.
Westerkamp. That was Alexis Westerkamp. Westerkamp. You can't. And that brings Richer to the plate. The shortstop, little ground ball back to pitcher, and they can't pick it up.
Error.
Error on Van Polen again. She couldn't field it cleanly, and Lexi's upset with herself.
Fielding error
again, and Alvia's misplaying some balls right now, Bill. 3-2.
We have two outs.
But there are two out. There's one out. Two out. There should be two.
We have one on the score.
Strike out the fly ball to center.
Yeah, should be two outs.
There's a little ground ball foul.
The runner was stealing on that pitch.
So it's a 3-2 ball game. The sack fly was the big play there.
Yeah. Sacrifice.
By
still
Westerkamp
still an out.
Is the word we got. There's a ground ball spieler, and he shaved the ball. And another base runner's on there, and that's the leadoff hitter, Will. She's safe at first. And now that is the third error of the inning by the Lady D's. And they're really letting Oskaloosa back in the game, and Mitch Chance is going out talking to his infield here. Lexi Van Polen's getting what she wants. They're hitting little soft ground balls right at people, but they're not picking the ball up and making the plays. And Oskaloosa now has a tying run at second and a runner at first with two out. And, boy, it's like Randy and Bill, it's like that ball's a hot potato now, isn't it?
Mike, you got two down, right?
Two down. Scoreboard's wrong out there. He gives the scoreboard down to the field. But there are two out. Kelsey Tomlin, the batter. She's 0-2, but she reached on an error, another Alvier, and scored on a run in the fourth inning. Van Polen goes to work, and she fouls this off. She's that Punch and Judy hitter. She fouls that off for a strike one. Boy, Alvier, it's just really getting what they want here, but not being able to field the ball. 3-2, fifth inning. Here's the pitch now from Van Polen. There's a chopper, and that's going to go foul strike two. And they should have been out of the inning very, very easily, long time ago. And even the run they scored on the sack fly, that girl,
she left too soon.
Left too soon, Bill, as you made a point. And also, she reached on an error. That was an unearned run. Both Oskaloosa runs are unearned. There's a strike, and that's strike three. Tomlin tried to punch her way on there and looked bad doing it. Strike three, and that
I don't know
the time.
If you can appeal that play in high school anymore, and you cannot in the boys. At least the last year I coached, the umpire could call it if he saw it, whether you appealed it or not.
Well, she did leave way too soon.
I thought she did, but
the bottom line is she reached on the air, so Albia hurting themselves, but big strike out there. Van Polen works out of it. You just have to get to the point you shake that off and come back, try to pick up a run or two yourselves. We'll be back after this message.
Yeah, we're up 3-2.
Bottom of the fifth, Albie leads it over number 9, Oskaloosa, 3-2. Kenzie Griffin leads it off and takes a high for ball 2. Albie, it's amazing they're ahead 3-2 here against number 9, Oski, because Albie has committed 5 errors and only yielded 2 runs, both unearned, and still lead 3-2. Silliman fires it in there for a strike, taking that one was Griffin, 2-1. Well, Albie needs to come back and try to get the momentum back. They clearly do not have it right now. 5 errors in 5 innings. The pitch, inside low, ball 2. Ball 3, 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. The scoreboard is just totally out of sync, isn't it? Randy makes a good point. Scoreboard's been wrong all night. It sure was in the JV game. And there's a strike. So it's 3-2. Now they get it right out there.
Pitch was pretty low.
Got to look for an auxiliary scoreboard person out there. There's a shot into the gap in right center. That's going to go through to the fence. Racing to second goes Kinsey Griffin, and she'll stop there on a leadoff double for the Lady D's. And that's what they have to try to do is reestablish some momentum here. Big base hit. She'd been on twice, once in an air, once in a walk. This is the best one of all, though, a big double. And Van Polen now, who's 0-2, has a chance to help her cause and maybe pick up a run here with a base hit. On deck is Rochelle Hindman. Good scoring opportunity for the D's, Bill.
Yes, we've run around second and nobody out. And our number 3 hitter coming up.
And Miss Chance has a long discussion there with Lexi.
A little time out while they re-fasten down the second base tag out there. The bases seem to come loose.
What's that, Randy? Randy said they'd have trouble with these bases for a long time. That was the abridged version.
I think they're
these were Lizzie Alexander's bases. She's been gone a long time. Here's the pitch to Van Polen, and good cut that time. Foul, just out of play, strike 1. Racing over, giving it a look, and Zigafoos.
These bases seem like they are breakaway bases.
Could be.
Like a tearaway jersey. I think they're supposed to come loose with a hard slide into them. It may help to prevent an injury in that manner.
Good point, Bill. There's a shot. Macy. Wheeler over and makes the catch.
Nice catch by the
foul territory. Great play there, Bill, by Callie Arnold.
Why is she playing clear over there on the line anyway? Wow.
One down. And that could have easily scored a run. And that was drifting away from her. As she went to her right that time, made a big play. Here's Hindman. I feel a base hit coming right here. She's 0-2. She's going to hit one of these if she gets a good pitch. Takes it for a ball. You ever just get that feeling in the years Randy and Bill, you were coaching? I've got that feeling right now. That may take me right out of the book here.
I hope you're correct.
Here's the pitch. There's a little pop-up. Well, I was wrong. She got under that little backspin pop-up. Richard. She got a good pitch to hit there. Didn't get it. 2 down.
Anna Riley.
That's what it becomes, Bill. We've been there before, too. Wishful thinking. 2 out.
You got to quit using these baseball terms, Rich.
Anna Riley. Anna still looking for her first hit of the ball game, takes it low for a ball. She's popped out and struck out. Two down, bottom of the fifth, 3-2 out, clinging to a one-run lead. Choking up on the bat, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Silliman. Changeup drops right in. Strike two.
Smack it now.
Boy, that was a good pitch to hit.
Yeah, there's two out. You got to just attack now.
Have to be aggressive. Put the ball in play. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. 2-2. Scoreboard's still wrong, Randy. Silliman looks into her catcher, Sean Wills. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. We'll do it again. Still sitting out on second base, Kenzie Griffin. She had the leadoff double. But Albie has not been able to bring her home right yet, at least. Beautiful night for softball. That flag is just perfectly still out there. No movement at all. Here's the pitch on the way. Ground ball, second baseman. On the big hop, throw to first. Nice play by Hill over to Rowley. Albia strands the leadoff double and tough break. That was a big, big run. We go to the sixth, Bill. Albia leading at 3-2. This is a great ball game. Nail biter for somebody. We'll be right back. Here at the Albia Sports Complex, the Albia Lady D is giving Oskaloosa, the number 9 team in the state, only one. 3-2 Albia. So we go to the sixth. Oskaloosa, both their runs unearned. Albia's made 5 errors in the game. And they've got to shut that down because they've been handing out, in essence, not through walks, but by errors, free passes, and Oskaloosa's cashing in. Leading it off for the Indians, Callie Arnold, the left fielder. She's 0-2. And it's a strike. Lexi Van Polen is not pitching a bad ball game, but she's hurt herself by a couple of errors on her own right. She goes to work. Here's the pitch. That spells over to the right for a strike. 0-2. On deck for the Indians.
Leah
Van Polen.
Yeah. You said Lexi. Is this Leah?
It's Leah.
Okay. I wonder.
It's Lexi. It is Lexi, of course. Strike three. Good pitch by Lexi.
That's what I
said. It is Leah. Now you've got me confused, which isn't always very difficult. Good pitch that time by Van Polen.
Callie Arnold struck out. We got that part right.
It's Lexi, so it's written wrong.
Well,
it is Lexi.
We
knew that. We've interviewed her. Nice kid. Good pitcher. Big hit, though, by Lexi. And another miscue, and into second base goes Zigafoos, the third baseman, and you've got to score that hit in an error, don't you?
It is a hit in an error, letting the runner allow.
Kenzie didn't get it cleanly out there.
Allowing the runner to reach second base.
Sixth Albia error, and that's the tying run. And Jay Harms is going to make some kind of a move here for Oskaloosa. We're probably going to get a pinched runner out there for Zigafoos. Lexi Van Polen, sophomore. She is not pitching a bad game by any means, but miscue is just really hurting him here. We're going to get a pinch runner, courtesy runner, I'm sure, for Oskaloosa. That's 24.
Yeah, figure that one out.
And Randy, we'll look at their sheet. Boy, they didn't write these down very clearly at all. That's Alexis Brew.
Brew.
Alexis Brew, number 24. Is running at second. Brews, a freshman, another of those young Oskaloosa players, pitched for a ball outside. The batter right now is
one out and one on. Right?
Kylie Hill, runner's second, one out. Probably one of the things that hurts is we don't have any light up here. No, not really. There's a fly ball. Kenzie Griffin right there puts it away. Good play by Kenzie. Two out. That's a big put out, Bill. Nice play by Griffin that time.
Now we have Kaylee Silliman reached on that error where the pitcher and catcher both tried to field the ball, and Lexi threw it away at first.
And she scored a run, and she can tie it up and help her own cause here. She takes the first strike. Good pitch by Lexi. We'll be in Bussey tomorrow night. Twin Cedars, number 3 in the state, entertaining the first place in the South Central. Aggieville Blakesburg Rockets will be on the air about 7 with that one. Ground ball right back to Lexi Van Polen. Over to Small.
Good at the full inning. Nice inning.
In time, and that retires the side. Good job by Lexi Van Polen that time. One hit, one error, no runs in the inning.
One left on.
We go to the bottom of the sixth. Albia leading 3-2, and oh, for an insurance run or two right here. We'll be right back. Oh, these guys are giving me a bad time up here about the Cardinals, I tell you. Randy's a Dodger fan.
Died in the wool.
Died in the wool. Bill, well, are you a Cub fan?
Mike, I am a Cub fan.
Oh, we like the Iowa Cubs. They're in action with Nashville this week. Big doubleheader tomorrow night. Get up to Principal Park.
It has to be a Cub fan. Almost.
Yeah. Hi, Cubs, taking on Nashville. They're affiliated with the Texas Rangers. They're in town tomorrow night. Taking on the Rangers.
Emma Dineen.
Fouled it for a strike. She has had a good night at the plate. The
she had two hits and a run scored.
Albia really needs an insurance run right here. Looking for their second upset of the night against your ranked team of the last two nights. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good cut. Last night, Lady D's defeated 15th-ranked Eddyville 4-2 on a couple of home runs. One from Van Polen, the other from Weldon. Tonight, they're trying to defeat number 9, Oski. Here's the pitch on the way. High for a ball, 1-2. Again, I want to remind you of the big Rodders and Shoppers and Bob Reed Tractor Show coming up Saturday on the Albia Square and the Follies at the Albia Theater. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night at 7:30. Always a lot of fun, a lot of music, a lot of comedy, a little bit of everything. And you can still get reserved tickets at the Albia newspaper or at the door. That's High for a Ball, 2-2. And they have a great time, great show, and they work hard at it. So get out and enjoy that, too. Right now, we're enjoying an Albia lead over Oskaloosa, 3-2. Nothing personal, Oskaloosa fans. That's foul back by Dineen. I have to say that. I taught there 13 years.
You don't have to say
well,
that.
They're great people. I enjoyed my time there. Wonderful experience. As I said, made a lot of friends, including two of the Oskaloosa coaches tonight. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Dineen. Took something off that. Emma makes contact, puts it out of play. Up on the grassy knoll. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Now, one thing I noticed with all the rain we've had, this I don't see any mosquitoes around this place.
They won't let them in here.
They won't let them in? That's ball three outside. Dineen, hanging tough. Good at bat for Emma. On deck, it's Bossard. Who's had a base hit and scored a run? Here's the pitch on the way. Ball four, and Emma Dineen draws the base on ball. Well, with the one-run lead here, one inning to go, Do you try to get that runner down and play for that one run, or do you try for a bigger inning? Mitch Hess, that's his decision to make. Jenny Dorfinghaus talking to Dineen. Dineen's got good speed. I just still would like to see them test the Oskaloosa catcher, Sherry Wills. She fakes to go, doesn't, and they scramble. And, of course, charging on the corners that time was Ziegefuss and Rowley, as they expected the bunt that time. But it's ball one. Dineen checking over to Mitch Chance. I think she'll be running this time. Choking way up is Bossert. Sagan has reached on an error, scored a run. Oh, for two. She takes ball two. 2-0. Do you try to sacrifice or take a pitch here? I think you take a pitch. Try to get the base on ball. Get on any way you can at this point. Dineen coils. She looks like she's ready to go. Here's the pitch. She squares, and there's a foul for strike. Well, they're going to try to do the sacrifice. Strike one, 2-1. We strategize a little bit up here. Stepping out, Bossert looking down to Mitch Chance. She steps back in. Silliman's went all the way for the Indians. Why not? She's pitched a good ball game. Squaring to butt. The bunt by Bossert. Dineen will make it to second easily. The throw to first. Ziegefuss to Rowley for the putout. Out number one. Small ball there, as we like to call it. Dineen into second. We saw Kenzie Griffin at second last inning with nobody out, and Albia stranded her. And now Dineen's at second with just one out. Let's see if Albia can pick up this run.
Jalen Spieler.
Spieler had a triple and drove in two tonight and made the defensive play of the game. Base hit would probably score one here. She takes it high for a ball. Her triple is the big difference in this game right now. One-run lead for the Lady D's here in the bottom of the sixth. Steps way back from the plate. The pitch. There's a ground ball. Could be trouble. It's in there. And it's going to be the base hit that time. No, no. Richard, he went to the right, couldn't quite make the play. It was in the hole just beyond her. And that's the second hit now for Spieler on the night. And now Albie has runners at the corners, first and third with one out. And here's Mary Shepard, who has one hit in her first start in a long, long time. The pitch to her, foul for a strike.
Oskaloosa infield is so close in, we should run our runner down to second base.
They've got the middle infielders in for play at the plate, and they're in on the corners with Ziegefuss and Rowley. They're looking, obviously, for a squeeze, but they're also trying to come home with it, try to cut off that run on any hit ball in the infield.
Our runner at first can walk down to second. I think after this pitch, I don't think they're covering second base.
She's got to take that base.
Might be surprising, but I don't see it. The shortstop thinking about her at all. No, she's not.
And Spieler has good speed anyway. She can just easily take it, as you said, Bill.
And Oskaloosa won't risk throwing it away and letting that run come in.
Mary Shepard, important spot here for the eighth grader. She can give Albion a big insurance run. Here's the pitch on the way. And there's a fly ball. That may do it. It's out of the shallow center. Here comes the throw to the plate, and they're going to hold it. Terrific throw by Kelsey Tomlin, right on the money. And if Dineen would have tried to score, she'd have been out by 10 feet. Shepard hit the ball, which you want there, but right at the center fielder. So still runners on the corners, first and third. Two out now, but here's who you went up there, I think. Hasn't done much on the night, but Sidney Weldon hitting over 500 coming into tonight's game for Albion. The pitch, ground ball, just foul, strike one down the first baseline. This is who you went up there in this spot, I think.
Yeah, I'm glad it was foul ball.
Scoreboard wrong again. They're wrong more than the weathermen. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hits slowly to the shortstop. Up with it, the long throw in time. Nice play by Richer, and Albia strands the runner at third and first. Failed to get the insurance run. Tough night for Sydney Weldon. She does have one hit on the evening, but didn't hit that ball hard at all. And Oskaloosa dodges yet another bullet. Albia's had runners in scoring positions in both the fifth and sixth, failed to pick up a run. And we head to the seventh now. 3-2 Albia. Lexi Van Polen and the Lady D's three outs away. from getting an upset win, their second in as many nights against number 9, Oskaloosa. Last night they defeated Eddyville Blakesburg. Let's hope they can do it. We've had a good game either way. Both clubs have given it their all. Albia has been hurt tonight by errors, 6, and yet they still lead 3-2.
We've got the low last three players in the batting order coming up for Oskaloosa, which we probably would like that ordinarily.
And that would be Miller, Van Mersbergen, and Richer.
The 6, 7, 8, and 9 place hitters.
Well, this is where, Bill, Lexi Van Polen has pitched a good game. We saw her the other night scatter 10 hits. Didn't strike out too many, but they had good defense behind her. They're going to probably, she pitches to contact, and so they're going to put the ball in a play probably. And Albia, even though they made 6 errors tonight, they've got a chance. If they can put it together this inning, they're going to get the upset. But now's the time. You can't give away any free bases. Here we go, top of the 7th, 3-2. Lady D's leading it. And as Bill said, it's Miller leading it off for them.
Audrey Miller.
And it's ball 1. She's 0 for 2, grounded out in the 2nd, from 3rd to 1st, and she fanned in the 5th. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to Bosser. She's got it. The throw. 1 down. 2 outs away from the upset. Nice play by Bosser that time.
She charged it all. Otherwise,
they never got her.
Close, yeah.
Van Mersbergen, she's reached on an error, flied out, and we've got that Westerkamp, rather, is up there. Westerkamp's batting. She went in for Van Mersbergen, Bill. Alexis Westerkamp. And she's another of those 8th graders, though, Randy. And she had a late swing that time, fouled it back for a strike. You could see her hitch there. She didn't know whether she wanted to swing or not, didn't get around in time. Oskaloosa, for having the year they're having, they're 14-2, have a lot of young players. They came in 14-2, Albia 8-11. Here's the pitch. Trying to get her to chase is Lexi that time. Deneen makes a nice block. It's 2-1. Alexis Westerkamp. That's a popular name over there. They have a lot of Alexis. Popped up. Bossard comes in. 2 down. Westerkamp out, and Oskaloosa's down to their last out. And
Kaylin Richards.
We're going to get a pinch hitter, I think. Number 10.
Yeah.
Alexis Groat is batting here. Alexis Groat, pinch hitting here, choking up on the bat, takes it low for a ball. So it's up to Groat now to keep it going for Oskaloosa. She's an 8th grader, hitting 182 on the season. And the last chance for the Indians. Lexi Van Polen will try to put her away here. It's ball 2, 2-0. You sure don't want to get that tying run on base with a free pass here. Needs to come in with this one.
Throw a strike.
On deck for Oskaloosa at the top of the order. Here's the pitch on the way. Strike right in there. Good fastball right across the middle of the plate. It's 2-1. I think you have to challenge this 8th grader here and just take it right to her. Make her hit her way on. Don't give her another ball here. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a chopper off the glove of Bossard, and they have the tying run at first with 2 out.
We have to give her an error, but it would have been a great play if she could have, because it was deep in the hole. But
off the glove of Bossard, who'd made the first 2 putouts of the inning, but she didn't go enough to her right that time. And it kicked off the heel of her glove, and that's an error, and that's the 7th Albia error of the night, Bill. Amazing. Because they have been feeling the ball so well of late.
Well, don't get your heads down now. We've got 2 out.
1 more does it. So Groat's the first. Will she be running for them? Here's the pitch. It's a strike in there to the leadoff hitter, Sean Wills. She is 0 for 3. She did reach in her last plate appearance in the 5th on an error. 1 of 7 for Albia tonight. Here's a pitch by Lexi Van Polen. Swing and a miss. The runner's stealing second, and she's in there easily. Throwing it down is Deneen, but no chance. 2 strikes on the batter. Wills, and you don't have to worry about that runner. If you get another strike in there, this ball game is going to go in the book. Left-handed batter Wills. She's in the hole 0-2. Van Polen will probably make her chase here. Tried to, but she takes it for a ball. Good pitch, though, nonetheless. Just off the strike zone, tried to get her to go for it. One and two, Albia in a third is Spieler. Here's the pitch. Just got a piece of that. One and two. Spieler's in a third. Infield at regular depth. Actually, Bossert deep at short.
She plays up with it. But that's, she does a good job. I would not criticize the way she plays.
Not at all. Outfield straight away. Here's Strike Curry. That's a winner. Sean Hills down on strikes, and the Lady D's with their second victory over a rated team. Despite seven errors tonight, the Lady D's defeat number 9, Oskaloosa, 3-2. How about that?
How about that?
You won't see many teams make seven errors against a ranked team and still come out with a 3-2 win. But they did. We'll be back with some post-game comments after these messages. Tonight, 3-2 over Oskaloosa. Lexi Van Polen did a heck of a job. She even did great when I inadvertently called her Leah a couple of times. Pitched a great ball game. Albie made seven errors tonight. And the interesting thing, Oskaloosa did not hit the ball hard tonight, but Albie just wasn't picking the ball up, and they let Oskaloosa get back in the game. But how many teams make that many errors and beat a ranked team? And Albie did it tonight, 3-2. They made the plays when they had to. And the big blow of the game that proved to be the game winner. Thanks, Linda. Big hit for Albia. Had to be earlier in the game, and that was the big triple by Caitlin Spieler to drive in two runs. And those two runs proved to be big tonight for Albia. And she made a big, big play defensively as well to get a double play started. So, you know, I don't know if you can pick a star of the game. I think everybody had some miscues. Not everybody, but several miscues in the game.
She made a good defensive play.
She made a key defensive play, because if she didn't make that play, Bill, they would have had still two runners on and not been out of the inning. So I think she got the defensive play of the game, and then her triple actually turned out to be the offensive play of the game. So Caitlin Spieler. Boy, you got to win some like this along the way. You have to win games when you're not playing your best, and yet, if you look at this, you win 3-2, and you say it's almost two games in one, because Albie played very, very well at times, but other times not so well. But nonetheless, a win. Lexi Van Polen gets the win, and Silliman takes the loss for Oskaloosa. The Indians now drop to 14-3, and that's her first loss of the season, and they are 14-3 on the year, and Lexi gets the win. And a big effort for her, and we continue to see her pitch better and better and better for the Lady D's. With the win, of course, last night against Eddyville, she picks up the win today. She's now up to 7-8 on the season. And her ERA, which was down to 3.83, will drop further because both runs were unearned tonight. So a big, big win. Mitch Chan's talking to the girls out there in left field. Sometimes we're able to get a player up here after the game, sometimes not. It just depends how long Mitch talks. And like all coaches, of which Randy is one and Bill is one and I was one, we can be known to talk a little bit. And after you win a game like that, you've got to be excited. Lady D's will go to Southeast Warren and play tomorrow night, then Centerville on Thursday night. Bill and I will be in Bussey tomorrow night. Number 3 ranked Twin Cedars entertaining the Abel Blakesburg Rockets. They're the first place team in the South Central. What a matchup that will be. And I think the interesting thing with that game, not only is it a great matchup, but it'll be interesting to see how Twin Cedars bounces back after losing one of their players in a tragic accident within the last week. And we'll be there tomorrow night about 7 o'clock for that exciting baseball game between the Sabres and Rockets. Bill, what do you have for the night?
They have the pitching summaries. Lexi Van Polen, the winning pitcher for Albia, gave up two runs, only allowed two hits, did not walk any batters, and she struck out five. Silliman, pitching for Oskaloosa, allowed three runs. She gave up seven hits, walked three, and struck out one.
Quite a game. What are your comments? It was an exciting game, fast-moving game, frustrating game at times, but as Shakespeare said, all's well that ends well. Get a little culture in there for some of our fans. You know, we have some people that need that.
I am impressed with this game statistic, Rich. Columbia girls only struck out once.
They put the ball in.
They're hitting the ball. We got seven hits. They hit the ball all over the place. We probably should have ended up with more runs than we did. We left runners on base, but our batting looked 100% better because I always said, don't strike out.
Put the ball in play. Yeah. They did.
If you can just don't strike out.
It'll be interesting to see, Albie, the girls really have a great chance to really get back over 500 this week. Southeast Warren tomorrow, they're 9-11 now, and then with Centerville, big matchups on Thursday. They've got some good things going right now. They had a tough tournament, a couple of losses over the weekend, but these are big wins, and with a young team like they have, this has to build a lot of confidence. I'll tell you something that's going to be interesting. We don't have a score update on it, but some big matchups in the area tonight, too. And the big ones in baseball, Eddyville-Blakesburg played at Centerville a doubleheader tonight, and that had big implications for the South Central Conference and the boys' race. They will be in Bussey tomorrow night, as I said, the Sabres and the Rockets. You want a top-area game. It certainly doesn't involve Albion. It's going to be a very, very big ball game, top-area game. So if you're a baseball fan in general, it's one to tune into. We'll have that. We'll be on the air about 7.
You know what we might get when we go over there?
Yes. We decided they have the world's best nachos.
We took a vote. Rich and I voted 2-0.
That's right. And that makes it official. And when we vote, though, there are no hanging chats and no investigations. It was just what we thought. They're welcoming us. They already told us they're looking forward to having us over there again. So I'm sure they'll have out the welcome mat. That's not why we're going. Unofficially.
That's
anyway.
Why I'm going.
Is that why you're going? Great win by Mitch Chance and the Albie Lady D's, and we're not going to be able to get anybody up here tonight. We always try, but let them enjoy the win. We don't have to talk to them every night. Albie wins it tonight over Oskaloosa 3-2. We want to thank all of our great sponsors, Joe Millich, Greg in the station, who does the great board work for us. Good to work with you as always, Bill. You probably need to go home and get some sleep. You play 27 holes of golf today.
And I may have to watch a little basketball playoffs.
And, of course, the Miami Heat, the San Antonio Spurs. Spurs up 3-2 in that. That's going to do it tonight. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. We did. We always like to bring a win to you. And we did tonight. And we'll join you tomorrow night. Our next Albia game will be next Monday night. We'll be in Sharon. Softball action next Tuesday night. We've got baseball action. They're both going to be in Sharon. And then, next week, too, Eddyville-Blakesburg comes to town with their great ball club for a doubleheader next week. So we've got a lot of baseball, softball coming your way, including tomorrow night with Twin Cedars and Eddyville-Blakesburg. That's going to do it for tonight. So I'm Rich Grimes for Bill Saylor. We say thanks for your time this time. And until next time, so long.